Best sandals for plantar fasciitis. While the pain and discomfort that accompanies plantar fasciitis are only understood by people who suffer from it, there is no doubt that footwear can be a great factor of relief to people who have plantar fasciitis. Many people tend to choose sandals over shoes because the sandals are not only easy to wear on and off, but they also offer a freer and more unboxed feeling. Fortunately, like the shoes, there are many options of sandals for plantar fasciitis. However, the point to note here is that although most sandals look all the same when looked without a detailed view, the people suffering from plantar fasciitis should be enough careful to choose the right pair in order to get rid of the pain and discomfort that are trademarks of plantar fasciitis. We are providing you with the best 10 options of sandals you can choose when you are bogged down by the painful situation of plantar fasciitis. Please be aware that they are not the only options available to you. You can always research and find some better pairs for your individual needs if you pay attention to the basics. Factors to keep in mind while shopping for best sandals for plantar fasciitis. There are some pretty basic rules to consider when you look for the best footwear for your plantar fasciitis treatment. Size. The right size of shoes according to the measure your foot size is an important factor to feel comfortable when you have PF. It is advisable to add a half to the size when you have plantar fasciitis. Sandals with a smaller size will cause pinched nerves. However, with a too larger size, the balance may be compromised. As for stability and balance and correct overpronation, finding the right size is an important factor for plantar fasciitis shoes. Heel support. Heel pain during plantar fasciitis or Achilles tendonitis start in the Achilles tendon, and plantar fasciitis shoes must be designed to disperse and absorb all the impacts on a heel strike. Good heel cup that is rigid while you can still curve the middle of the sandal is a bad sign for plantar fasciitis, and the sandals or shoes that are still inflexible in the middle should be chosen. Arch support. Arch support should be a major target for finding a comfortable sandal or a shoe when you have PF. For the normal and for the high arch, you must have the right high arch. For a normal plantar fasciitis, arch support will not help you at all. Arch is a curved part of the foot bone and it extends all the way to the heel. Plantar fasciitis arch support is a component of the footwear placed to reduce the pain in the feet and ankles. It provides protection when you do a strenuous activity. Stability. Stability is the most important thing, and the best shoes and/or sandals for PF should be made to give you the utmost stability. Do not buy sandals and shoes that are weak in providing stability. It will only increase the heel pain and discomfort as you take up a strenuous activity, even when the condition is mild to moderate. Midsole stability. The midsole is an important part for the cushioning effect. The cushioning function is usually covered with EVA foam, polyurethane, and special gels. The midsole provides support to the decreased instability when there are anatomical problems. In addition, midsole stability helps in recovering from a pain when you have used a poor sandal previously. However, to cater to midsole stability, an added weight may be an outcome too. Comfort. Comfort in terms of quality along with stability and an arch support is of prime importance for people with PF. The sandals or shoes designed for plantar fasciitis provide comfort via great cushioning. The best sandals or shoes that are good in terms of comfort should not feel bulky or cumbersome when you wear them, yet should make you feel free from any clutch or cage around your feet. FAQs on sandals for plantar fasciitis. When does the heel pain occur? People with plantar fasciitis experience and complain of sharp pain in the morning when they get out of the bed and make their first steps. Later on, with an increasing number of steps, the pain will gradually decrease. Yet, it still can return after a long time too. What are the causes of plantar fasciitis? This condition can develop when your feet go through overpronation, and it can happen due to the following reasons. Obesity. Pregnancy. Increased physical activities. Tight calf muscles. Poor biomechanical postures. Wearing unsupportive or flat footwear. Who are at risk? The runners, people who wear shoes with insufficient heel support, and the people who are overweight are all in the risk zone, as these conditions create severe tension on heels. What are the complications involved? Plantar fasciitis turns into a chronic heel pain affecting the natural and common day-to-day lifestyles. There are ample techniques to reduce the pain, but you may develop it back with back, hip, knee, and foot issues. Is there any imaging tests needed? The doctors can diagnose PF with physical examinations and lifestyle or medical history. An MRI or X-ray may be needed to ensure that a bigger issue in the feet, such as a pinched nerve or stress fracture, is not causing the pain. How to choose the right pair of plantar fasciitis shoes? Spongy protection, good support to the arch, and strong support to the heel must be taken into consideration while selecting the right pair of shoes for PF. However, there are various kinds of variations in these factors from individual to individual, and hence selecting the right protection is always an individual matter. Can tight shoes cause plantar fasciitis? Yes, shoes which suit unwell and are not free to bend can cause plantar fasciitis. People who wear small shoes can make the condition even worse, because the foot will have to remain upstretched and cringed the entire amount of time the shoes are on. Plantar fasciitis is a debilitating condition, and it makes people inactive as the sufferer goes through extreme pain and heel discomfort when he or she is suffering from it. One of the most common solutions for plantar fasciitis are shoes that offer support to the heels and the footbed, and tennis shoes can be a good option if the condition is hurting your feet too much. However, choosing the right tennis shoe for the painful condition is as hard as in case of running and walking shoes. There are numerous options to choose from, but to get the best results, a few very important factors have to be kept in mind. Unlike general shoes that do not provide adequate impact support, tennis shoes are better because they are built for extreme impacts.